Coach Luther joins us. And Coach, a good afternoon, and I appreciate you taking all the time out of your busy schedule to keep us up to date on a boys soccer all season long. Thank you, and how are you doing today?
Doing well, you know. Bummed that season came to an end here, but, you know, we got a lot to look forward to and a lot to build with in the future.
Well, let's recap last night. The Section 1 AA quarterfinals. Albert Lee, the number 7 seed. Byron, the number 2 seed. 4-0. That was the final score, correct?
That is correct, yep.
And Zach, give us a recap. Again, Byron being the number 2 seed, obviously a very talented team that you guys were facing in the quarterfinals. Give us a recap of what happened in that 4-0 loss.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, like you said, Byron being the 2 seed, they definitely had earned that spot. They were a very physical team. They had some height, had some good size, and some very athletic players, and they definitely took advantage of that. They pressed us really high, and, you know, we struggled at times to try to get the ball out of our own defensive end, and Byron was able to capitalize on, you know, keeping the ball near our goal most of the time and put away a few goals. Their final goal on us came in about the last minute, so about, it was really a 3-0 game, kind of going into the end there, and tired legs just kind of took over. But the team played well. We did create a few opportunities. You know, we had some dangerous free kicks down on their end, came close to earning a PK on, you know, about kind of a semi-questionable handball call that, you know, could have earned us a penalty kick, ultimately wouldn't have been the difference maker in the game, but could have changed the complexion of it a bit. But I thought the guys showed well. Defense came up big with some stops, and our goalie, Faye, made some big saves.
Zach Luther, the head coach, Albert Lee boys soccer team, recapping a 4-0 loss in the Ascension quarterfinals against Byron last night. And Zach, when you look back at the season, I think 2 wins, a tie thrown in there as well. What are you the most, I want to say, happy about when you look back at this season? Obviously, every coach wishes there is more wins in that column. But when you look back at the overall picture, what are you the most happiest about when it comes to the 2021 season?
I mean, we still took a step forward from 2020 with that shortened COVID season. We didn't have a single win in that campaign. So even though it was limited, there was still, you know, some improvement there. Obviously, it's not going to really show up on too many score lines if you look at, you know, some of our final scores. But I am pretty pleased with the fact that I'll be returning a number of defensive players that you know, did perform well for large stretches of the season. And, you know, hopefully they'll take a step forward and we'll solidify that back line even more going forward.
Now, Zach, the a couple of wins, one was a Big 9 win and a Red Wing, a Big 9 opponent. That was also a tie. So moving in the right direction when it comes to conference play.
Definitely. Yeah, nope. It's, you know, like I said, improvement from last year. Red Wings also a section opponent. And, you know, I think looking forward with that too, you know, we went through some injuries through this year that I think if I had a full healthy lineup the entire season, we probably could have had some even better results.
Zach, let's talk about your seniors. I saw a picture online. I believe there's 4 seniors. Talk about them and what they've meant to this program.
Yeah, we graduated 4 seniors this year. Katu, Thay Tu, Aaron Rocklin, and Jared Turubiartis. Aaron Rocklin was 2-year starter on us for us out in defense, out on the outside, and he definitely was one of our most improved players this season. Worked incredibly hard to step his game up from last year to this year. Enormous growth, and you know, he played almost the entire season for us out there. And you know, when he wasn't on the field, we could definitely tell. Thay was a first-year starter at goalie for us. If anyone had, yeah, seen the picture or got out to one of the games, I mean, I think we probably had the smallest goalie in the conference, if not probably, you know, maybe the state, like at varsity boys soccer level. But he came up enormous for us a number of times. If the shot was able to be stopped for him, you know, he almost certainly got a hand on it and did make a number of saves. I mean, I couldn't imagine some of the score lines we would have had with a goalie that would have put in less effort, would have allowed himself to get down with some of the scores on us. Kaw He was a first-year varsity player for us. He played forward, midfield, out on the wing. He kind of was a, you know, Swiss Army knife for us. Was able to come off the bench and fill a number of different positions for us whenever we need it, which this year with injuries and, you know, people getting sick and stuff like that, we found we had an enormous need for that. So he was very useful to have there to turn a number of different positions. And then last but not least, Jared Turbiartes was a senior captain for me, two-year captain. Really great leader on the field for us, one of our vocal leaders, and a central midfielder whose presence will definitely be missed and someone we're going to have to work hard to replace moving forward.
Head coach of our Tigers, Zach Luther, boys soccer team. Again, their season comes to an end yesterday. They get beat by Byron 4-0 in the opening round. And Zach, before I let you go, do you know offhand, besides Byron, who are the other three teams that won in that section last night?
Yep. Austin defeated Casson, Faribault defeated Waseca, and Winona defeated Red Wing. So I believe it'll be Winona versus Austin and Byron versus Faribault for the next round.
So if you had to make a prediction, who do you got winning the section?
I think it's going to come down to Byron and Winona in a rematch. That was, I think they played in the regular season. I can't remember offhand, but should be a pretty good game. And we will be hosting the section finals for both boys and girls next Tuesday, the 19th. So if anyone's interested in seeing some quality soccer to go to state, you'll have the opportunity to witness some out of the gusts.
So Tuesday, October 19th, so the Section 1 at AA Finals for girls and boys being held at the Gus. And tell us, what's the time for those that want to make plans and go check out, again, some soccer with the state tournament bid on the line?
Yeah, I'm not fully certain. I don't know if we've determined who will go first or second, but my guess would be 5 and 7 or 5 and like 7:15.
Okay. So keep that on your calendar. Section finals here in Albert Lea coming up on Tuesday in boys and girls soccer. Again, Zach Luther, head coach of our Tiger Boys soccer team. And Zach, again, thank you so much for the time. Congrats on the season and we'll do it again next year.
Perfect. Look forward to it.